Chapter 2 Munchkin Land. After some time, the house landed with a thump. Dorothy opened the door slowly and walked into the most beautiful place in the world. She looked around in surprise.
Toto, look! Isn't this marvelous?
She said. The land around her was green, full of beautiful flowers, colourful birds and big butterflies. Then Dorothy saw a strange group of people. They were very short. They danced happily and shouted,
"Hurrah! Hurrah! The Wicked Witch is dead!"
Then a beautiful blonde woman appeared on a silver broomstick.
"Thank you, Dorothy," she said. "You saved us."
Dorothy didn't understand.
"How do you know my name?"
she asked.
"I'm Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. I know things,"
said the strange lady.
"My dear girl, you killed the Wicked Witch of the East. Your house landed on her. Look."
Glinda pointed to the side of the house. Dorothy looked and exclaimed in horror. She saw two legs with beautiful red shoes sticking out from under her house.
"Oh no! I'm so sorry. It was an accident,"
cried Dorothy.
"Don't be sorry, child,"
said Glinda.
"She was very wicked. Now she's dead, and the Munchkins of the East are finally free."
"We're free! We're free!"
the Munchkins shouted happily.
"Let's have a party to celebrate!"
There was a lot of delicious food and fun games at the party. Glinda did some magic, and the Munchkins put Dorothy on their shoulders like a hero.
"Hooray for Dorothy!"
Dorothy was very happy. It was the best party in her life, and it continued all day. In the evening, everybody was tired. The Munchkins said goodbye and went home.
"I must also go now, Dorothy,"
said Glinda. Dorothy was ready to go home too. But how?
"Glinda,"
she said,
"how can I go home to Kansas?"
"I'm sorry, my dear,"
said Glinda,
"but you can't go home now. I'm afraid you must stay here with us."